podcast listeners. Hello, friends. It's Liz Berg here at WFMU, bringing you another Midsummer podcast here in July of 2013. I sidled up to this computer to record my podcast, and lo and behold, the desktop image is this funny illustration that says, New Jersey, the Clam State. I had not known that New Jersey had been previously labeled as the Clam State, but I'm here to spread the word. Anyway, let's get things going with some mellow music. I'm going to get into some electronic stuff, some cut-up, a band that I totally cannot pronounce the name of, some surf music, some old music, some rock, and a few things from Australia. We're going to kick things off with an artist named Kaku Renbo, and this song is called Yukiai from the album Yukiai no Sora. I'll be back at the end of the podcast to let you know a little bit more about the other songs we're listening to today. Enjoy!
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And this is an individual in a vacuum, a propaganda platform.
What?
A propaganda vacuum. The way we've thought about it is more about the way that our elevation of him, the way that is more about elevation of them and their aid or decisions to aid Mr. Snowden.
Right.
They have the ability to help Mr. Snowden. Facilitated a propaganda platform.
A propaganda platform. Okay, so this is your mom, a propaganda platform. Okay.
The greatest fear that I have regarding the outcome for America of these disclosures is that nothing will change.
This is all applicable context.
But as you have also said, he is a U.S. citizen. He remains a U.S. citizen.
Yes.
He enjoys certain rights as a U.S. citizen. I don't understand why those rights, I ignore those, and simply say that he's welcome to come back to the United States to exercise his right to be tried by a jury of his peers.
That's what our hope is.
But you don't really think that's going to happen. I mean, you're growing resigned to the idea that they're going to accept his asylum position.
I'm not. That's not at all what I stated.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, the Russians said Mr. Snowden would stop leaking. He wouldn't do that before, and he tried some other areas for leaking. Now, in this propaganda platform, as you call it, he said that he has decided not to leak anymore. He's done. Leaking, done. Publicly, done.
He's been provided this opportunity to speak in a propaganda platform, as I mentioned a few seconds ago.
Publicly done.
I don't have any independent knowledge, as would be no surprise. I don't have any opportunity to do the right thing, be no surprise.
Logical to assume that if the entree was made for the Russian authorities to get WikiLeaks and other people human rights before finding out from the media today that this theoretically they're not quote in transit, that in order to get them human rights into the U.S. have had an alert before human rights before finding out from the media today that this human rights event was going to happen.
If I had just wanted to harm the U.S., you know, that you could shut down the surveillance system in an afternoon, then nothing will change. You know, suck out secrets, pass them on the open market to Russia. You know, they always have an open door, as we do. They won't be willing to take the risks necessarily to stand up and fight to change things, to force their representatives to actually take a stand in their interests. And the months ahead, the years ahead, it's only going to get worse until eventually there will be a time where we can fight to change things. The greatest fear that I have for America is that nothing will change. The greatest fear that I have is America.
wchodziłem smutny jak spruty wurtruty gitarowe wchodziły pod paznokcie nowe kazały muzyki metalowe krzyki honorowe wzyść i zabić cześć lec! Sobotni dzień oglądając teledyski mroczne, gdy nagle Robbie Williams wszedł mi w drogę. Uśmiechnął się, zrozumiał, że tak być nie może.
Throughout the longer lines of her field and loop, lost amongst the young girls in air-sastic fantasy. I sure don't want to sound so goddamn bloody rude, but they will keep going on and on at little me. Darkness see the faces, sexy, hot and true. I don't give a shit what could be in the airtight minds. Feeling like I own the world but gave the ball to you. Impress you, impress you in a way that's most unkind.
Oh,
friends, it's Liz Berg back here to let you know what we heard in the podcast today. Finished out the show with a few songs from Australia, the Australian Underground, 1963 to 1968. The last thing we heard was the Double Agents doing I Want, Need, Love You. And this is from a great compilation called Wild About You, Tales from the Australian Rock Underground, 1963 to 68. Newly added to the Free Music Archive, really cool stuff. We heard a group called The Mistaken spelled M-Y-S-T-A-K-E-N. Their song was Rum Drunk, and that's also off of the Wild About You Australian Rock Underground compilation available on the Free Music Archive. You know, every time I think I've seen the end of the Australian Underground compilations, another one appears, and they're also great. So anyway, I encourage you to download this one on the Free Music Archive. We heard the Prefab Messiahs from Massachusetts before that with Beyond All That from their Peace, Love, and Alienation album, which is available on the Free Music Archive. I think that was recorded in the 90s? Laurel Meets the Obsolete, a great band from Mexico before that, with their song The In-Between, and they perform live here at WFMU on Dark Night of the Soul with Julie on the 4th of July of this year. You can grab more songs from their set on the Free Music Archive. Really cool band. Bob Trimble with Live Wire from his The Crippled Dog Band album. Bob Trimble was an artist that was recording in the 70s and sort of made a comeback in recent years. We heard the Moto Gators with San Jose, an instrumental surf song that was performed live here on WFMU on Music to Spaz by with Dave the Spaz. A dirty song before that from Simon Mathewson called Foremost Unkind. That one I couldn't play on my radio show this week. So you get a treat. The album by Simon Mathewson on the Free Music Archive is called Despatch. D-E-S, Despatch. A band before that, whose name I can barely pronounce. I'm going to try to butcher it here. Aksha Zorganizowanej Presietznoski. Or something to that nature. The song was Robbie Williams' Ratawal Mi Zaisi from the album Zom. Russian? Polish? I don't know. It's from some record label called Interpolim, which is adding music to the Free Music Archive, but they don't provide any further info. We heard a group called The Fucked Up Beat before that with their song Neighborhoods, who faded out in a vast sordid movies. It's from the album Hunting a Schizophrenic Wolf. Nice track. DJ MC Haram before that with Your Constitutional Rights May No Longer Apply, the lyric remix, and that was the very stereo separated cut up track featuring some commentary on the Edward Snowden case. Beam Camp before that with Henry and Caleb Domain presentation from their Making Music, or excuse me, from a compilation called Making Music with Computers, July 2013. We heard G Nerve with Carry Me Again from the release entitled Suspense Dance Delights. We heard Telegraphy, one of my favorite artists on the Free Music Archive, with a single called Interpretations. If you're into the mellow kind of instrumental music, definitely check out Telegraphy. I love Telegraphy's music first thing in the morning. BOPD with Bench Scrape from the Making Music with Computers compilation, and Kaku Renbo at the top of the podcast with Yukiai from the album Yukiai no Sora on the Free Music Archive. Thank you so much for listening this week. Hope you're enjoying the summer, and I'll be back again next time with another mix from the Free Music Archive. Liz Berg signing off. If you ever want to check out my radio show, I encourage you to do so. It's on Monday mornings, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time on WFMU.org. 91.1 FM in the New York City area. You can check out my archives at wfmu.org/playlists/LB. LB as in Liz Berg. Okay, I'll see you next week. Bye.